Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Let's discuss how to create and improve your reliability program and your career. Well, at the Reliability and Maintainability Symposium, or RAMS 2016, held in Tucson, Arizona, Adam Barrett and I had a chance to sit down and talk to some reliability practitioners. We focused primarily on the challenges they faced in implementing reliability work in their organization. Please pardon the background noise as we were on the conference floor, and it was a pretty active conference.
Hi, this is Adam Barrett, and welcome to another edition of Speaking of Reliability. We're here at the RAMS conference this week, and we're having some great conversations with a lot of engineers. And I'm here today with Celine Geiger from Tesla Motors. It's a very exciting company to work for. Hi, welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, exciting absolutely. To be here. So you've been with Tesla for a few years now. You said about 2.5 years.
Yes.
And I mean, what an amazing environment that must be to be doing testing. And reliability is such a big deal with that product, right? Because you're proving new technology and trying to get people to trust this new technology.
Yeah.
So what are some, share with us, what are some of the things you've been doing there?
So at Tesla, I mostly do design for reliability. So we own the whole process from reliability allocation to DFMEAs to simulations to test planning, test execution, up to like helping out with defining ORT test wins and so handing that over. So yeah, the whole process basically for all different kinds of products. So exciting. So we don't have like just one kind of like a lot of people here talk about hard disk or talk about one specific product, but the car itself has so many different systems and subsystems that you work on. That's so great because then you see so many different things from electronics to mechanics to electromechanical stuff. Yeah.
And so, I mean, you have this with such diversity and inventing so much new technology and these what must be very tight development schedules.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges you're finding?
Mm-hmm. So one of the challenges is like in a fast-paced environment, having long time for like tests that you need, like because like your lifetime can be 10, 12 years that you have to prove the product is reliable, but then you also need time to test those parts. And with like really, really agile environment, dynamic environments, sometimes like the test durations you have are too long, and then you have to come up with like new methods, new methodologies to overcome things like that.
Yeah.
Or like to find ways that you can still test that time, but also like make a decision early on. Yeah.
So like you're trying to come up with accelerated tests with very limited samples.
Yes.
So what's an example of one where you had to, you know, you had to make a statement on either wear out life or reliability, and you had a very limited sample size? What did you guys do? How did you overcome it?
If you have like, the good thing is we have data from field. So if we can look into like how the part is used, like can do analysis, can come up with mission profiles and then see, but use that data to define a test and see like how much in life or where we are. Sample size is a good thing. Sometimes what we do is we start early on with testing and then we use prior knowledge.
Yeah.
So we, even though like maybe the second or third round, we still look what happened before and then use prior knowledge and use like what is like a part we can take from previous tests that's still valid for this one and then focus on what's new. Yeah,
that's actually something that you just mentioned, and I really realize how great it is about your product is that it's giving you field data like live.
It
just transmits back field data, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you have a system that's really not so much a car as a computer on wheels.
It is.
Right? So it's like you have every price sensor you'd ever want already in there. So that's kind of a dream come true.
It is.
For a reliability engineer.
I had a talk yesterday, and then like I opened it with like saying, it's kind of a paradise for reliability engineer to be there with all that data that usually when in my previous company we didn't have any, so you had to make a lot of assumptions, you had to guess what's going on, and now you have the data and you actually see what's going on. Now we have the problem that there's too much data.
Wow.
And sometimes it's like really, okay, how do we overcome the problem and where are the hidden treasures that tells us a lot right now that we can find? And
I mean, one of the things we talked about yesterday was Even though you're in this data-rich environment and all of this great stuff, is we also talked about that there's still plenty of challenges.
Yes.
Right? And one of the issues was, even when in a group like you're in, there's still not enough knowledge and sharing. And and you mentioned it in our opening we were discussing earlier, is you've been in reliability about 5 years or so. Right. And we met a number of people from the team, and they're all pretty young, just starting in their career. So one of the purposes of this podcast was to talk to you and share, you know, what Adam and Carl and I know about and Kirk know. But what do you, what would you like to know more about? What, I mean, you mentioned at one point lots of questions.
So,
what are the what would be really useful? How could we make this podcast really, really invaluable to you? So we get a full-time listener.
So I think what would be real helpful for us is definitely we have so many questions. So when you start working on things, finding new ways things are used, or new when you start using a tool the first time, kind of like when people do DFMAs the first time, there's like sometimes I feel like they need just more exposure or like just practice it over time. But then there's just so unsure, like what is a good way of doing it versus bad way, like what are best practices. Like there's not many people you can talk to their experience.
Yeah, it's at RAMS. There's, I mean, that's in part why you're here.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to look for that.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. But this is once a year.
And
right. So what would, I mean, the podcast is one way, unless you get on email or social media or add comments. What else would work, or would you, what's an idea that would be better?
I think what would be better, what would be great to have, is like having like small groups that discuss reliability topics. So,
so like a smart car smart group?
Yeah, exactly. No, definitely. So like some more experienced people, you can help and mentor younger people. And so they can come with their questions. You discuss like a technical topic, and then they can come back and implement it. Because I think in reliability, the great thing is it's a lot about methodology and like how to implement it, and so you can discuss it across different industries.
Right.
Versus like other things that are more confidential are harder to discuss.
Right.
So yeah, that's it.
But it's, I mean, there's plenty of mentorship programs around, and I know a lot of people are looking for mentors, and people are looking to be a mentor. But it's a partnership in a lot of regards, and they're pretty valuable. But we also, I mean, one of the ideas is this concept of I always draw a blank on thinking of what the name of it is.
I can't help you if you can't give me a clue.
It's the, we were talking about it last night. It's the
Mindmeister?
Mastermind group.
Mastermind group.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can edit that part. But yeah, how about a, like a mastermind where it's a group of peers and maybe somebody with more experience? Does it have to be a mentorship program?
No,
or
it doesn't
one-on-one?
Have to. Yeah, it can be also like that way. But I think just like talking and discussing, that helps a lot. Like listening, like, and having people you can just ask questions and they can help you say, oh, I have been through this like a while back. Yeah.
Well, and even just thinking through it out loud with somebody else,
sometimes it helps.
It helps to process it. But the hard part, and is, and with your group at Tesla, there's a group of people, and you've got some senior people like Frank and a few others. But a lot of folks we've run into are all by themselves. And then somebody tapped them on the shoulder and says, Adam, you're the reliability professional. You know, it's your fault.
Right. That's actually how it started for me.
Right. So the one concept might be is to, on the Ascendo site, Ascendo Reliability site, is add a sign-up form. Because it takes commitment. And you want to get with a group that you can talk to and negotiate. Would that be of interest, do you think?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll send you the check later for the
nice.
But it is your idea.
No, it's something like that would be really great, because usually people that, I think that's why it's discussed, is like that usually you get to know people through other people, but not through knowledge. So you don't know who knows what, and it's hard to find the people in other companies who could help you or somewhere out there. So bringing the people together that know something that you don't know is sometimes hard.
And, it, and we talked about it some last night, is that, you know, there's different groups. There's LinkedIn groups and Yahoo groups and all these other forums. But there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people there.
Yeah. And it's not very personal. And I think you want to have this personal touch,
right?
And this kind of trust, so the people that you talk to that you kind of know, and then you can have this really valuable discussion and share ideas and knowledge.
So, I mean, we'll have to figure out how to, I mean, I think it's going to be a manual process at first before we get it up to Facebook size.
Yeah.
We'll have to figure out how to automate it at some point. But I think the idea of just putting out that here's the concept, here's the idea, maybe, you know, this discussion, and I think we're trying to do a couple more like this, and just promote the idea. And if we get five people that are, you know, are compatible.
Yes.
and then get on Google Hangouts or on Skype, you know, and do a multi-call so you can get good audio.
Yeah.
And then do it like a mastermind. Mm-hmm. So what are the challenges you're facing? What are the questions you got? And then what are you going to do to make improvement or try something new? So there's a little commitment to that. Well, thanks for the idea. Mm-hmm. And there's another, I mean, this podcast came from a situation like this in Rams, and that will start another program like that. Make
nice.
It work.
Yeah. Like that will be definitely helpful, and at least for the younger people. And there might be also like firms or companies you can reach out to and ask, hey, we have this, do you have a reliability team? We have this kind of group. Are you interested in joining? So we're discussing reliability topics. Yeah.
It'll probably even help facilitate conversation within your groups and within your company.
Yeah.
There probably, you know, is a lot that people would share, but they normally don't open that dialogue.
Yes.
So
what we started and what we have is like kind of an office hours, so where someone from the team can bring a question, but then still it's within that team and within a group. There's like, you are in the same environment, you have the same background, it's like nothing new. So the diversity is a little bit missing because sometimes you can learn so much from different industries or different fields.
So what is it like with the more senior people that are there? Do they feel accessible?
Yeah.
For that,
the problem sometimes is that you're so busy that you don't schedule a meeting just to discuss, or you have to schedule a meeting to discuss. It's not like open because when you're at your desk, maybe the other person is in the meeting, so there's not an overlap.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for
having me. And it's exciting to know that we'll be engaging more going forward.
Yeah. I would be interested.
Great. Good.
Thanks.
All right.
Cool.
Take care.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Speaking of Reliability. We invite you to join the conversation if you have a question or a topic that you think we should discuss in a future show. Please let us know. You can find a comment box below the episode show notes, or just leave a note as part of a review on iTunes.